This is Bob Wynn with A View From Here. Well, here we are, day one of the Kate Brown imposed lockdown, or two-week pause, or timeout, or let's kill all the small businesses, or hey, we don't care if you can't pay your bills, or whatever you want to call the next 2 weeks. Stupid, that's what I'd call it. The next 2 weeks is not going to accomplish anything in relation to COVID-19. Nope, when this 2 weeks is over, the virus will simply come roaring back again, and then what? Another 4 to 8 weeks of complete shutdown, like one of Joe Biden's COVID-19 task force members suggests? That would truly shut down America for a long, long time. I thought I'd heard it all, but nope, more dopiness to come. After all, according to our illustrious governor, anything that's good for Portland is good for all of Oregon. So Multnomah and Washington counties are in full crisis mode with a ton of COVID cases. That's simply not the case in many other parts of the state like Klamath County. But no, remember now, whatever is good for Portland is good for the entire state. I wonder if that includes homelessness, riots, and open drug use in the streets. Hey, it works in Portland, so why not everywhere else in Oregon? Then to top off this ridiculous exercise, no Thanksgiving. That's right, no Thanksgiving for you. I guess we can all have a Zoom Thanksgiving with our families or a Skype Thanksgiving. Can you imagine that? Hey, pass the cranberries. Uh-oh, I spilled them on my computer and poof, Thanksgiving with the family is over. Or this one, a total of 6 people, but only from 2 different households. So I guess if there were 3 households, one would immediately have to have the virus? Who comes up with these suggestions? Well, soon it's going to be, well, if you have 1 dog, you can go to the grocery store. But if you have 2 dogs or a dog and a cat, well, you're out of luck. You better call a delivery service. You know, I think our leaders are missing an important point. We're all sick and tired of our rights being trampled on. Matter of fact, we're all sick and tired of being sick and tired. And sitting around the house doing nothing and staring out the window is not going to fix anything in the next 2 weeks, period. Am I being too rough on our leaders, and I use that term lightly here in Oregon, about their handling of the COVID crisis? No. They have to work through the problem, not just impose whatever boneheaded ideas somebody throws out. Hey, if you travel to another state, self-quarantine for 2 weeks at home. Does that mean that the many, many people who cross the state line here between Oregon and California, you know, between Klamath Falls and Doris, between Merrill and Tule Lake, should all stay at home for 2 weeks? Hey, think about the reduction in traffic. In just a few days, there'd be no one on the street, no lines at the store, or basically any activity anywhere. What a grand idea our governor had. Perhaps she should have clarified a bit when she blurted this one out. Now, don't get me wrong. COVID-19 pandemic is a real public health disaster. And thank goodness we have 2 vaccines in final clinical trials to help us beat the virus. But without massive federal aid to those affected by these restrictions, which I don't see coming anytime soon, way too many are going to lose their livelihoods, their homes, and maybe even their lives. But hey, look at all the turkeys we'll save by canceling Thanksgiving. This is Bob Wynn, and that's The View From Here.